Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, people? You know, in the world we're living in, you got to get back to basics. In the Word of God, the basics say, don't forget about your first love. Your first love. We are in a world right now that's changing every single minute. Whether it be COVID, whether it be masks, whether it be vaccines, whether it be riots, 5G, chemtrails, frequencies, volcanoes, earthquakes, wormwood, Nibiru, whatever it might be, we are getting bombarded by it. Yes, we are. Not to mention the sodomite agenda, what they're doing to our children, what they're teaching our children in schools, and everything that goes with that. Us as Christians are becoming more and more foreign in the land. We are truly a remnant, and we can never, ever, ever, ever give in or give up. And we have the example. He's called the captain of our salvation. And his name is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He never gave up. He was all alone. All his buddies fell asleep on him. Probably one of his best friends. Judas must have been one of his best friends. He was voted the caretaker of the money. He was the class treasurer. He cashes him in for 30 lousy pieces of silver. Another good friend, if not his best friend, Peter. Peter denies him 3 times. And where was everybody else when he was hanging on the cross? How about all the people he saved? All the lepers and all the deaf people and all the dumb people. And all the people he even raised from the dead. And we're told he performed so many miracles. We're said in the last book of John that Jesus performed so many miracles that all the books wouldn't be able to hold it. But where were they? Where were they? Were they rioting? Were they going crazy? No, they weren't there to be seen. It was probably that one Roman soldier just drove those nails through his hand. He was ultimately all alone. He was a stranger and a pilgrim in the land he created. And he's our example. So never, never, ever let a demon, evil spirit of depression get on you during these times. If anything, total hopelessness within the world is a good thing, because it should have been that way to begin with. We should have always failed. We should always feel hopeless in this world. But I got to admit, me first, these small gods of electricity, gods of gasoline, gods of Walmart, gods of automobiles, we have a pretty soft life. We have a lot of comforts. And Lot's wife, as she was given the mercy and the grace, the ability to escape, still looked back. So in the middle of sodomy, in the middle of Sodom, during that time, they had their Walmarts and all their good stuff. And she looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. This is how tempting these evil things are. But getting back to our first love. The first love is Jesus, which also includes the love of the word, the love of wisdom, the love of knowledge. And we're told in Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, he's talking to brethren, not heathen, to brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Don't be a spaghetti spine. Don't be fearful. Don't make excuses. Don't procrastinate. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. What's that? His word, trusting and having faith in what he said. If he tells us to live by faith and not by sight, then don't let what's going on get to you. Don't give in. Just because this government tells you to do something, you don't give in to it anymore. This government is evil. We can all discern that. You live in a different government, the Jerusalem that's above. So to be strong in the power of his might, his word. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We've heard it 100 times, but we have to hear it 101 because it's a new day today. Do you really believe that you are fighting demons? Do you really believe demons are real? Do you really believe you're in warfare against an evil spirit each and every day? Do you really believe that these demons have tricks and they're slimy and they have wiles and they're subtle and they're cunning? Ask yourself that question. Do you really believe it? If not, you need a spiritual attitude adjustment, because we are not as human beings at the top of the food chain. No, we are not. Just like that gazelle or that zebra, he's always looking around. He's never at peace. He doesn't know where the lion or the leopard are, or the cheetah. He doesn't know where they're at. He can't even relax getting a glass of water. He has to have his eyes all the time looking at the plains and seeing where the enemy might be. He knows it. It's instinctually in animals to know what's going on. And we should have the same spiritual instinct to realize each and every day, Satan's going to try to drag me into some kind of conversation, some kind of situation where my faith is going to be tested or tried to be destroyed. Each and every day. This is a narrow gate, gang. It's a narrow gate that leads to heaven. And you do not want to go to hell. You do not want to go to eternal hell. And remember, that is what Jesus saved us from. An eternal hell. And it's called his wrath. The wrath of God. The anger of God. This isn't some smokescreen church. This isn't some little suck on a latte after the ceremony. This is heaven or hell each and every day. And it's a fight to the death. Yes, and you have to die to win. In other words, you're going to have to die to your own emotions, your own concepts, your own greeds, your own lusts. You're going to have to die to them and say, Jesus, it's no longer I who live, but it's you who live within me. Nevertheless, Jesus, I'm going to do what you tell me. Let your will be done in me, Jesus, not my own will, not my own wants, not my own desires, and particularly my own ambitions. But pull on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. There's a very important verse, people. For we, that's you and I, that's the brethren, wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. In other words, this age. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. I have to keep reminding myself that. It isn't my relatives. It isn't my physical enemies. It isn't my government as far as human beings go. There is a spiritual enemy trying to kill every single human being. And I'm talking to reborn Christians now, because you're brethren. You're brethren, meaning sisters and brothers. You're brethren. You're in the same family. We're all in this together. Once you accept Christ in your heart, you are no longer an enemy of the cross, but you're an enemy of Satan. And he's going to come at you with all his tricks. And a lot of times his tricks are comforts. A lot of times his tricks are good things. And a lot of times his tricks are just to make you procrastinate or be lazy or have words come out of your mouth that shouldn't be coming out of your mouth, just to trip you up. Yes. Let me read that one again. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers. The Holy Spirit through Paul here was showing you all the basics, that these enemies are in different categories. I believe many of them are geographic. You ever drive through a town, you can almost feel the demons, whether it be a demon of just hopelessness, rejection, abortion, or a demon of total, everything is so beautiful, yet it's dead. Total idol worship with materialistic things. I have a lot of things. The Lord has given me a lot of things, but I got to be willing to just get rid of them at a moment's notice. And I have to watch it, because I remember even as a teenager, yearning to have particular cars and dreaming about particular cars. And, oh, I wish I had this car. Those were demons. Demons don't care if you're in the womb, 2 years old, 16, 30, or 99. They attack you at any age, anytime, anywhere. They just want to kill you. And if they want to keep you around, they'll keep you around to do deeds of evil. Yes. But I remember being an unsaved teenager and wanting that car or playing that game. And you can't go to sleep without thinking about it. And I want to remember that because that's true materialistic bondage. Now, if you want to just have something nice, that's different. But you know where the line is. We all know when the line is, where the line is within your individual life to when it becomes an idol or a god. But these devils, these demons, these spirits without human bodies want to do their work through a human body. They want to do their evil deeds through you and I. They want to use our eyes, our ears, our hands, our feet. You know, Job, that was one of his prayers to God. I will not sin with my eyes. Where are your eyes looking at? Where are your eyes looking at? Your conscience, if you have a conscience, if the Holy Spirit's living in you, you're going to be pricked. You know what I mean? He's going to stab you when your eyes don't belong where they are. Or when something comes out of your mouth. And you're going to be judged for every idle word, gang. You know, just because you say, oh, Lord, I repent, I'm sorry, doesn't mean, you know, they weren't said. You're still going to get judged. He hears every word we say. We can't escape God. His eyes are everywhere. Now, he has mercy. He has tons of mercy. We saw it. We saw it at the cross. He gave us an example. But the fact remains, watch what you see, watch what you hear, watch what you say during these times. Because let's face it, it's getting very hopeless. And at any minute, I mean any minute, you know, something could happen. And this internet is gone. And you better be fed with the word of God in your heart. So this message is going out. This is a last day message. I believe it is. Get ready, gang. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. And I don't know if it's the end of the world or just the end of America. But I know what sodomy does, because sodomy is a sign. And I know where we are as a country, as a government. And I know what's happening to our young children. Yeah. And we all know what's happening. And I could never believe it. I'd never believe it. As far back as just 2 or 3 years ago, what's happening now. Gang, sodomy is not only a sin, but it's a sign. And if God says he'll give you over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are unseemly, that's the only time he has taken a sin and said, this sin, I'm going to give you a reprobate mind. So you know what? He's the one who makes the distinction, not me. Sodomite activity will give you an insane mind, and it'll give the country an insane mind. And I believe that's what's happened. Pray for the country. If the country is too blind to know what's going on, people, us Christians got to pray. Pray for the people of this country. Pray for yourself. Pray for your relatives. You don't know when your number's up. And it could be up in the next 5 minutes. We're in a fight for our survival. If the Lord said the gate is narrow and few are going to find it, well, then I believe him. And I think that should be preached from the housetops. Because that's pretty darn serious. If the Lord says we don't wrestle people, but we wrestle evil spirits, that's pretty serious. His word is serious, people. It's not out to make us feel good. It's called truth. And truth is awesome. Even Pontius Pilate knew all about truth. He was a government guy. He didn't know anything. He knew all about it, but he couldn't find it anywhere. He asked Jesus, what is truth? But God bless you, people. Stay ready and stay out of fear and trust in the Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.